Hello, welcome to Relatable On The Go. This is your host, Teresa Freeman. On The Go provides real advice and real insight from real industry experts in just 15 minutes or less. Enjoy this episode and please click subscribe so you can have access to our latest content. And as always, be sure to stay connected. In this episode of On The Go, I speak with Jim McLeod, my cousin and chairman at Coastal South Bankshares, Chair MUSC Foundation, and immediate past chair, University of Tampa. Great highlights include his career in mortgage banking and beyond, how structure and a military academy changed his trajectory, the power of competition, and his secret sauce for great leadership. To hear the long-form interview, check out my podcast, Relatable, on your favorite streaming platform, or visit tfasoftskills.com. Enjoy this episode. Tell me about your career path.
Yeah, I totally flunked retirement. I was fortunate enough to leave my corporate job when I was 56 years old. And in 2 weeks, I'll be 76. So I've spent the last 20 years not doing what I had to do, doing what I want to do. And that's really cool. When I wake up in the morning, I think about the stuff that I have to do. And what's really neat about it, Teresa, is the stuff that I want to do or have to do is the same. Wow. One of the first, and what do I mean by that? I mean, yeah, that when I wake up in the morning, I can dive into what I've got going on, or I can say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go play golf. And that's really important. And that's my retirement. My jobs today, I actually still have one paying job. I am the chairman of Coastal South Bankshares and Coastal States Bank. We're a great little community bank, headquartered here in Hilton Head, South Carolina, but also having branches in Savannah, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, and actually all the way up into northern Georgia.
How did the military play a role in your life?
Growing up, and I think you know this, I came from a little bit of a dysfunctional family. particularly, my parents began to get divorced when I was probably 12 years old, and finally got divorced when I was 30 years old. So it was a long journey. And I had always wanted structure. I had created structure because of that dysfunctionality, if you will. And I love my parents. They were just, it was
everybody has, yeah.
But I always wanted structure, and I always thought that I would become a career Army officer. And the best way to do that, obviously, is to go to West Point. Well, to go to West Point, you needed good grades. You needed experience and structure, and through the support of my grandparents, I was able to go to Valley Forge and see how that whole thing might work out. And I loved it. It was exactly what I needed. I went into an environment that is, They taught you duty, honor, country, but they also taught you how to deal within structure. You know, you're up at the same time every morning. You're in class at the same time every day. You're raising the flag over the parade grounds at the same time. You're doing all these things, and you're learning about discipline. And it was a great experience. I went there my first year as a plebe. I was awarded the Silver SWORD Award, which was for the best plebe. I became the second year I became a cadet master sergeant. I was on regimental staff, gave me great experience in leadership at 17 years old. And then I blew out my knee playing soccer, and that was the end of my West Point ambitions. And I figured if I wasn't going to West Point, I wasn't going. And I ended up at the University of Tampa instead.
Oh, wow. How long were you at the academy?
Just 2 years.
What is behind your drive and motivation to succeed?
I have a little thing on my desk that was given to me by, it could have been your grandmother. And it said, if you're not the lead dog, the scenery never changes. And really, it was a great motivator for me. I love to be out in front. I try to be humble as a leader, but I think it's really, I have a drive that I want to be the lead dog.
And are you competitive?
Yeah, I would say most people would say that I'm competitive. But I try to do it in a way that exhibits humility, exhibits curiosity, and exhibits empathy. One of the questions you asked is, what are some of your secrets to how you got ahead in this job?
Yes.
Well, I went to work doing things that I thought were, number one, very interesting. And number two, it wasn't what you were doing, it was why you were doing it. All right. And in, believe it or not, in the financial world, it's a lot of what instead of why. But I've always tried to approach it in a way that, why was I in the mortgage insurance business? Well, I believed that home ownership is one of the cornerstones of the American dream. And what we did at Mortgage Guaranty Insurance Corporation was to help people buy homes earlier in their life. And by buying homes earlier in their life, getting that financial foundation that would allow them to go off and do great things. Mm-hmm. So when I got up and talked to our people, I would talk about the why. You know, we're not here to sell mortgage insurance. We're here to sell home ownership.
Tell us about your leadership style.
Great mentor who liked the fact that I had gone to a military school. And for some reason, he took me under his wing and taught me some of the soft skills and taught me about being more about being a leader and being a servant leader as opposed to an autocratic leader. And back in those days, there was a lot of autocratic leadership going on. It was, you do it my way or you don't do it. Well, servant leaders kind of do things a little bit differently. And it truly is all about communication skills and understanding not just how to communicate, but when to communicate and under what circumstances to communicate. I mean, I believe in my heart of hearts that I am a servant leader. It's all about the team you create. And you bring together people who are in fact different with a common goal. You know, and you got to be really smart about articulating the goals and articulating the rules around how you're going to achieve those goals.
Favorite soft skills for success?
But communication skills are soft skills, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be very thoughtful about the way you communicate with folks. You have to read other people. Maybe that's the soft skill, being able to read the folks that you're working with and being able to communicate in a way that suits their style. You know, and again, I go back to humility, curiosity, and I keep coming back to that, and I apologize, but you as an effective leader, you need to be able to communicate in a way that individuals hear differently. And I think I've been pretty good at that.
Yeah.
I can always be better, but and then clearly the soft skill of trying to understand the life experiences that people have that lead them to where they are and how they may be different than yours is really important. It's important. I grew up in a suburban community, you know, that was different from what people who may have grown up on a farm in Indiana, you know. Core values are the same, but experiences in dealing with those values are different. As we're looking for this new president at the University of Tampa, you know, we have an embarrassingly large number of people who would like the job. And I would say 50% of the people that have put their hands up are qualified to do the job.
Yeah.
But our job as a search committee is to find that one individual who brings the values, the soft skills to the table that will get us to the goals that we have as a community going forward. And, you know, you can say that about whether it's the president of a university, the president of a company, president of the United States, you know.
I think
the soft skills, I don't know whether having a good feel on what is ethical behavior is a soft skill either, but I think right from wrong, being able to communicate your vision of right and wrong is a soft skill that has been very helpful for me.
Well, and you talked about earlier, which I think is so interesting, like here are the goals and the objectives and here are the rules in which we're going to achieve. And how about that advice for young Jim?
Number one, take better care of yourself. Health. All right. As we're young, we don't think we're ever going to be unhealthy, you know, even if we do unhealthy things.
Yeah.
A young body works better. Take better care of yourself. Longevity has its advantages.
Yes.
Right. I love being old. It's really cool. I can do a lot of stuff that I couldn't do when I was young. I can mentor. I can, you know, the best professors in the world are the old ones. They're not the young ones.
Yes.
I can teach. Secondly, stop and pay more attention to your family and friends. They're both really important. They're really important. I've been dealing with this the last several years, this saying, you know, work-life balance. I got on a plane almost every week and went someplace and didn't spend that time with Liz and Kim and Leslie as they were growing up. I wish I could have done that differently. Having said that, you know, you got to pay attention to your career, because there are things that you do there that also make a difference in the world. So try to figure out this work-life balance thing. And then finally, set goals. You know, if you don't have a goal, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there.
Thank you, Jim, for a fantastic interview and sage advice. Key takeaways from this discussion include: if you aren't the lead dog, the scenery never changes. Leaders should be smart about articulating goals as well as share what the rules are to achieve them. Longevity has its advantages. Stop and make time for friends and family. Thank you to our audience for watching or listening to this episode of On the Go. Please take a moment and subscribe to our YouTube channel, TFA Soft Skills. And if you want to hear more of my interviews, please check out our Relatable podcast on your favorite streaming platform or the website tfasoftskills.com. Until next time, this is Teresa Freeman with Relatable On the Go. Remember to stay connected.